Well, let me bring now the former Liberal leader, John Hewson, joins me on the line. John Hewson, Malcolm Turnbull narrowly hangs on to his job. How much longer can he keep it, do you think?
Well, it's he's held it off for today, but it's not going to go away, is it? I mean, the whole process in the last few weeks has just been one of political suicide, really. I mean, I think that driven mostly by ego and revenge rather than policy. And, Malcolm's paying a price, but it's been building for quite some time. I guess when Malcolm failed to live up to the expectations with which he arrived, progressively people started to question his capacity to run government, to make policy decisions, to control the backbench. And that momentum's built up to the point where he felt he had to call it today to sort of head it off by a bit of time because, as Barry just said, in the next few weeks, the numbers would have moved even further against him, given a couple more bad news polls and so on. But, you know, it's all down to Malcolm now. He's going to have to reset and do the sort of things he hasn't done. And that's,
How does he do that? How does he reset?
Well, I think he's got to stand up. He's got to take clear-cut positions on some key policy issues and be prepared to lead on it, be prepared to argue his case. I mean, he hasn't. He hasn't done... You know, when he came in with all those expectations, you know, he believed in tax reform, he believed in climate change and a substantive response, believed in same-sex marriage, all those sort of things. I mean, he failed to actually basically deliver against those expectations. So as time went on and all the options came off the table, the electorate started to lose confidence in him. That filtered into the back bench. At the same time, you've got people like Abbott running amok, out of revenge, out of just bringing down at all costs. And Abbott and his cohorts have been doing that flat out for the last several months with his sympathetic ears in the media. Malcolm let all that drift.
There has been a small, as you point out, there has been a small group of people in the Liberal Party who've long expressed dissatisfaction with Malcolm Turnbull's leadership. But were you surprised by how quickly that sort of brewed to a much bigger group behind Peter Dutton?
Well, I think people in the end sort of get quite frustrated and want change. The other thing, though, of course, is Canberra is a hothouse. So it's a pretty incestuous sort of process within the parliament. You know, they all go up and do Sky. They all talk to each other. It builds momentum. If they're talking to their electorate, they'd get a different feedback. And the electorate doesn't think that these changes of leadership mid-term really make any sense. And they feel that their right is to actually replace the Prime Minister. And this process we've drifted into under the Rudd, Gillard, Rudd, Abbott, Turnbull, Abbott sort of process, has just offended most voters. And I think you'll see that at the next election. They will vote against the Liberal Party. They'll vote against government. They'll probably vote against both major parties because neither's really much better than the other when it comes to this.
Do you think Malcolm Turnbull will take the coalition to the next election as Prime Minister?
Well, the probability is mounting against him. He's got 7 votes as the margin now. It's not a very big margin. And unless he can get out in front and put this behind him and pull those dissidents into line, he's going to find it very difficult.
Can the coalition win the next election?
Well, you can never say they can't. Of course they can. And there's a whole lot of issues about Shorten and the opposition that they should be focusing on rather than fighting amongst themselves. But until they can put that behind them and focus on the opposition and focus on some genuine policy development, not just offer tax relief, but offer solutions to problems. Do something about power costs, housing costs, insurance costs, the things that they've just kicked down the road. Until they do something about the cost of living, I think they're going to be questioned.
Peter Dutton has quit the front bench after his unsuccessful leadership coup. Do you expect other ministers to do the same?
Oh, maybe some will, maybe some won't. I mean, they all make individual calls on this. I mean, I've been fascinated that they've marshalled around Dutton. To me, Dutton would have been the least likely candidate to emerge. I mean, he's okay.
Well, why do you think they have been marshalling around Peter Dutton then? Is there nobody else?
There's been the others haven't been prepared to put up their hand. Dutton's, driven by ego and belief that he's above it all. I mean, he thinks he can pull this off. As I said many times, if Dutton's the answer, I am not sure what the question is. What is the end game these people think? They think he's going to win an election? A hardline conservative will not win an election. Hardline conservative position will not win an election.
Do you think
it's a minority position.
So you think today's events mean that Labor has suddenly just had a huge boost of its chances of winning the next federal election?
I'm sure Shorten cannot believe his luck. I mean, rather than the focus being on him, and his sellout to the union movement and so on, and some of his policy initiatives, he's just sitting back watching the other side self-destruct. And, you know, disunity is death in politics. So we learned that, I thought, in the 80s. And again in the 90s, again in the 2000s, but I don't think anybody actually remembers history.
Do you reckon the Prime Minister should just call an early election?
Well, that's probably an option for him, but put it to the people rather than put it to the party. I mean, that's probably what people like Dutton fear most. It'd be interesting to see which way he goes. I mean, I'd have to do some hard work on the numbers there, but, you know, as things stand, I mean, he's got to stand for something. The electorate expected Malcolm to govern. He said he'd govern. No more slogans, you know, genuine policy. They'd like to see that. They'd like to see some of that. And I think if he did that, they'd cut him a fair bit of electoral slack. He might use that as a basis for going to an election. It's hard to know.
John Hewson, thank you very much for talking to AM.
Thanks very much.
That is the former federal leader, John Hewson.